Live?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, we're good. Tony Steele, doubting my PC abilities.
Yeah. I'm not doubting your PC abilities, dude. I just thought it was a lot easier than that.
Yeah. Should we say what happened that other time?
Oh, no.
That craziness?
Oh, that was over a month ago, dude.
I know, but it's still funny. You
didn't mention it last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking the stupid website that I, or dude on Facebook, he says, powerful websites you should know about. And he comes up with all these websites, because all I do is like check a few other websites, two or three, and then that's it. I don't even like log on to the computer anymore. But when I do, he pops up with these like sites that are actually kind of cool. One of them was a typing game where if you typed really fast, you're playing like a Galaga type game where you can destroy things like words coming down. And the faster you type, and the faster they come down type of thing. And I'm like, ah, cool. And then another one popped up was free comic books, the Batcave.biz. And you could read all these comic books for free. I'm like, okay. So I did it on my computer and it was fine. This time when I looked it up, for whatever reason, I thought about it because we were talking about comic books.
Yeah, no, we did mention it. And then you went to the site because you told me about that site.
Yeah.
And to your credit, I researched a little more, and that site is supposed to be safe.
Right.
But the problem is they run banner ads, and they let anybody do the banner ads, right? Some reason, I've never seen this before, because I've been on a lot of sites with a lot of fucking banner ads and just bullshit. Yeah. And when you click on it, it usually just pops up and shows an ad or something. Tony clicked on something, and then it asked him to prompt him, like, oh, your computer's out of date. Update the fucking...
No, actually, it didn't. It just said something to the effect that...
AVG or something.
It was some weird thing. Yeah, it was something that I probably should have caught, but I was...
It was an antivirus.
Yeah.
But, and you know, you were kind of out of, or you weren't in practice or whatever. You clicked on it, not knowing anything. But to me, I would, if you just said, hey man, what does this mean over here? I would have like, literally you're like...
Just said, like close it.
3 feet away, I would have said, yeah, just close that bullshit, you know? But he clicked on it. And all of a sudden, like this fucking loud ass alert goes off, like bang, 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 bang. You're like, what the fuck? And it blasted into our ears because Tony doesn't play any sound from his thing. So I don't really set the fucking sound over there, but it's probably defaulted to 100.
Yeah, fucking it is 100.
Windows sounds. I changed it now. So like it should be Windows sounds are set to zero and no sounds, right? So, yeah, so it fucking blasted our ears. We didn't know what the fuck it was. I didn't know if it was coming from my thing or your thing. We found out what it was, and then everything was calm for a second, and then it bings again, and we're just like, oh, my God. So
yeah,
it was fucking nuts.
That pissed me off, man, because I'm pretty good at these kind of things. I'm like, I'll check it out, and especially if it's like some guy on a site like Facebook where he's like saying this shit to like thousands of people, you know, people are... I don't know, man. I guess it's buyer beware type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to all those sites. Your site was probably fine. I don't know. Maybe they didn't do their due diligence in who they sell their banner ads to, because that shit I wouldn't have allowed on if I was I don't care how much you're paying me. If someone fucking clicks on that shit and installs malware, it was basically like some sort of like ad malware or some shit where it just takes over your computer and just keeps prompting you and prompting you and prompting you and shit. And it was annoying the fuck out of me. And that kind of shit, actually, like the hardcore viruses that try to infiltrate your system, that shit I can get take care of. The shit that malware and the adware shit is really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
So I just reformatted. There wasn't enough on that computer for me to care. But just the fact that like it did that out of some stupid ad was really fucking annoying.
I hate the world we live in, man. Yeah. I really do.
Well, it's like you said, dude, everything is money related or money. Like the world can't be all about money or we're just going to fucking end up like just wasting ourselves, man. You know, it's already heading there and it sucks that all we can do is just sit back and watch because nobody gives a shit, man. I mean, there's people that give a shit, but they're like, we collectively have to like all band together to say, you know what? We're tired of this bullshit. And all they're doing is making us fight amongst ourselves over dumb shit. And nobody realize. Well, I should say nobody. I shouldn't say absolutes. But people don't realize it. Not enough people realize it to go, We're fucking voting for the wrong people. We're putting the wrong people in office, and we just need to get our shit together and say we want universal health care. We want all this other bullshit that they're fucking like depriving us of, and you know, gaslighting us into thinking that it's something else that's our fucking problem. You know, so there's my little rant.
I mean, it's preaching to the choir type of thing.
Yeah, let's start the show because we got to keep it tight. Oh, fuck, I forgot to, like, copy the intros over. Give me 2 seconds. So let's talk about it for 2 more seconds.
No, that's it. That's all fucking bullshit. All these freaking websites that are out there, and they try to fuck you over.
Yeah. All right, and we're going to start the show. 5, 4, 3. This is like a Kung Fu movie. You know, like, those abbots that, like, the White Abbot? You remember, like, watching old Kung Fu movies and, like, that guy with the... the long white beard.
Yeah.
Those are like white abbots, right? So there's always like a evil white abbot. And then, but in this case, this is kind of boring. He just gets fucking arrested. Like in the movie, he would have like the fucking champion of the peasant stock rise up and like, I'll take him on. And then he fucking does like a bunch of shit and builds himself up to be this badass Kung Fu guy. And oh, he has this weak point right back of his head, but no one can touch it. Or no, it's like usually like, underneath his taint or something, you know, it's like really hard to get to. I was, for some reason, they had the fucking, the weak spot underneath the taint. And then like, he finds a way to fucking, you know, attack his taint and then he kills him.
Taint attacker.
If you didn't watch old Kung Fu movies, none of that made sense to you.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. A peer-reviewed paper found that people who listen to this show burn an extra 30 calories per episode, mostly from cringing.
All right. That was Behemoth with, I don't know what the song's. Alas, Lord is upon me. I thought about this, I don't know what made me think of this, but like, actually I do. You know how, like, we always have to avoid Indian or sometimes, like, some sort of Middle Eastern food when you come over here because you get the shits?
Yeah.
And you don't want to, like have diarrhea in my restroom, thankfully, and I don't want that either, which is cool.
It sounds like you do, though.
No, this is my whole point. We're going to get to it. And so, yeah, I obviously don't want that either. And I wouldn't want to be at your place, like, with diarrhea and shit. And then I thought about, like, how many... instances where that happens, where like, you know, people are over to somebody else's house and they don't want to use the bathroom or their whatever. So this is my invention. Like, I've seen this. It's like there's a truck and then people hire it for like events and stuff. And it's like a really nice decked out state of the art bathroom. And what if you could like have a mobile version of that? And you call them when you want to use the bathroom and you're staying over at someone's house. Like, what if you're like on a first date, third date, whatever, and you're staying over at this person's house and you're like, man, I got to take a shit, but I don't really want to do it because that's fucking, you know, too intimate for like this early on in the relationship, you know? So then you call this truck to come by at like, say, I don't know, 2 a.m. or some shit. And then you go take your shit and you're good for the rest of like the next several hours, right? And this thing could be called a poober.
So basically a porta potty.
A porta potty, but it's traveling and it comes to where your location is. And also it could be like, because I remember one time I was in Boulder and they fucking shut those like that round bathroom area right next to the college because fucking these like homeless people were just going in there shooting up and all kinds of shit and, you know, whatever. And I couldn't find a fucking bathroom, man. I had to like wait because like we had to go from Boulder all the way to my friend's house for me to go. I didn't even want to go there, you know. So that'd be another time where I'm just like, I'm just going to call a fucking poober and go at this location wherever I'm, you know, comfortable. And like even if it takes like half an hour to get to you, right, that's still better than I had to wait like a good hour plus. And, you know, so that's my, I think it's a pretty good invention, don't you think?
I mean, I wouldn't have to call it.
Why?
Because I don't have a problem taking a shit and the person that you're with shouldn't have a problem with you taking a shit.
I'm not saying they have a problem with it, but like you're self-conscious about going to someone else. Like,
I know.
You've been so far out of the dating game, you can't even relate. But I like just imagine if you had a first date, second date, whatever, you're staying over their house and you're like, oh man, I really don't want to take a shit. And clog it up or something bad happens or some shit. You know what I mean?
You don't want to talk about clogged up bathrooms.
Oh, that's what happened this last week? Because we're supposed to broadcast this last week and you had some sewer problem?
So Z's friend came over with her fucking... So basically, five extra people came into our house last week. Her friend and her kids, plus us two. And the first thing they do is like, can I take a shower? So they go take a shower. Everybody's fucking taking showers. Everybody's taking shits. And remember that last time it happened was when my sister was here and they clogged up. Well, there's like at least there's five extra more people here now. So my fucking sewer line finally gave out. So I had to pay for a fucking goddamn sewer line now. And it's a sore point because it's...
Does your toilet clog easily too?
Well, no, it's a brand new toilet, you know.
Oh,
so and
just so they're abusing it, maybe.
It's old pipes, dude. It's old fucking pipes with freaking roots in the goddamn line, and that's what happened. It just finally gave out. The
what do you mean by gave out?
The
did it back up?
Yeah, it backed up like a motherfucker.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't know what the problem is, but like, everybody takes a shit differently. My brother used to fucking clog the toilet all the fucking time because he...
With all this goddamn toilet paper.
Yeah,
they don't know how to fucking like wipe their own ass without fucking, oh, I don't want to get my hands dirty. That's what you're fucking washing your hands for, you fuckface.
Right, and my brother had to have a bed for his shit to land into because he didn't want to splash his ass. So he would
and that's the fucking shit that's fucking yeah, and you can't go in there and say, hey man, what are you doing? God damn it, so I try to use not minimal, but I use enough to like clean myself, and I fucking like wash my goddamn hands, and
you should say something like a disclaimer, like, well, hey, they're old pipes, so if you can just if I don't mind you like having to flush more than once, but you know just try not to. Get too much stuff in there.
Well,
yeah.
It's too late now. Now it's fucking fixed.
No, and I'm saying like in the future, if someone has to use it.
No, it's fixed.
Oh, but still, I would still say that. I don't care. Like, because they're going to come back here again and like, you know, whether it's fixed
or not. I'm still going to say it.
Yeah.
Man, I was like, the outside is fucking fixed. It's the inside that still needs to be addressed. Yeah. It's the inside.
Yeah, regardless. That's what I was saying. Regardless if it's fixed, I would still, because their habits are still the same. Some guy could be like, using half of your goddamn roll of toilet paper. It's like, dude, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. So anyway, that was my fucking, it was fucking gross. I fixed it and it was a problem that was bound to happen. Now you've heard me talk about it for years and, it finally, the other shoe dropped finally. So luckily we still had some money from that loan that we had for the renovations.
And that leads me back to my invention. You could have like, what if you could rent a poober for a certain amount of time?
It would have been, yeah, and that's what brought us to my things. Like, yeah, for something like that, because I was like, I didn't want to use the. They had to excavate the fucking like my front yard, kind of little section in my front yard where the sewer line was, and they had to break the water basically so that the water could flow.
Yeah.
So for about 3 days we were sitting there and taking shits and pisses and whatever, and it was just going into this hole, you know?
Yeah.
And whoever had to fucking clean that shit, God bless them, and I'm like, man, I don't want to fucking do that. I was feeling bad for the worker.
But how long were they there for?
Well, when they fixed the hole happened.
No. Like, how long were your friends or whatever family?
4 days.
4 days? Okay.
Yeah. And it was a week. It was Saturday. So it happened Saturday. and it was still happening on Sunday. And the dude came in on Sunday, the you know, the plumber dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they fixed a hole, and they, so basically the hole that goes into the street, that's where the problem was. It was the street. The line, my sewer line, was not making it to the city line. So it's basically my responsibility. So the city of Centennial, they said, yeah, well, fuck you. It's your sewer line. So that's why I had to pay for all that fucking money. And it's a bunch of bullshit because, anyway.
Or human shit.
Yeah, it was literally. And then I was like, okay, I need to go to fucking, like, you know, what's the closest restaurant? So I could just take a shit over there. Or I was even thinking about going to the library. I was like, I'll just, and I said, fuck it. I just took a shit.
It was.
They're charging me this much money. I'm going to take a shit, and they're going to clean it up.
It was the Linus Tech Tips. They were doing like a LAN party thing, and he was showing everything that was around there. And they had like, not like the porta potties, the cheap ass ones, but it was like this nice little truck or whatever. Yeah, it was probably like a truck or some sort of mobile thing. And he's like, these are like really nice bathrooms. And he showed part of it. I was like, oh, wow, those are nice. So that's what made me think of it. It's like, if you could have that at your disposal to like rent for or whatever. But it's like, let's say that's a rental one. And maybe there's an even smaller one for just like maybe a big truck that's like two decent sized porta potties that are nice and clean with sinks and everything that you could like drive around, park there. And like you go in the middle of the night and fucking go. And I would spend 20 something bucks or whatever the fuck, $30 for that shit. If I like really, it was really inconvenient, you know?
Maybe. Yeah. Like I said, I was thinking of places to go.
And like my friend of mine, she had an ex that was like had IBS, and he was afraid to go anywhere because of that, you know? And it sucks. Like people that have that shit, you know, I get it, you know, but, what if you had, like, you could call it and go, and then you're good for the next few hours, you know? You'd feel, like, so much relief, right? So.
I'd just go out into their backyard, dig a hole. Excuse me. Go dig a hole, take a shit.
But anyway, seriously, that was my idea, besides your dumbass comment.
I honestly thought about different ways. I'm like, because I'm like, I felt bad. That was my initial thought, was I was feeling bad for the people that had to clean up our shit, you know? But then I go, well, they see this all the goddamn time. They signed up for that.
That's one job I couldn't do. Not that I'm beneath it. More of a just like I don't like get like
squeamish
about shit, but that, yeah, it's I would get squeamish about shit.
The smell was...
Yeah, the smell would be like, oh my God, I can't do this.
Yeah,
it was... Like I remember watching this one thing where like somebody's pipes were clogged up and they didn't know what the fuck it was. The plumber goes out there and starts digging around in the pipes, and he hits this mass of stuff, and it's just like stinky and just like it's this big sludge. Turns out this dude fucking murdered somebody and like kind of pushed the flesh down the pipes or some shit. So it was just like a ball of fucking like rotten flesh. Like it was just like clogged up in the pipes. Like, oh my God, that's the kind of shit they have to deal with, man.
I know, man. It is kind of fucked up. Yeah, exactly. So more power to them. I was very like thankful. Like, you know, you guys have a fucking job that not too many people would do. So you get used to it. And they're like, it's like, okay.
Yeah. So if someone comes with...
I mean, if they're going to pay you well, why not, I guess.
Someone right? comes out with like a portable, like, you know, driving porta potty thing. That was my idea. God damn it.
Well, the ordering, remember the touchscreen ordering?
Yeah.
That was your idea. And that was in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So National Coogan Amon Day, National Ice Cream Soda Day, National American Eagle Day, Vanilla Milkshake Day, National Hike with the Geek Day.
The fuck is
and
that?
And National Ugly Dog Day.
Why would you want to hike with a geek? They're like useless. If something happened, you'd be the first to fucking, I guess you, if they're first to die, I
Let's
guess you can
see.
Just...
What do you get when you add a geek to the outdoors? National Hike with the Geek Day isn't limited to tech savvy who speak in code, nor is it for emoticon loving web surfing fact finders. National Hiking with the Geek is for anyone who needs to either step away from their desk to change their monotony from, change the monotony of our days. If you're lucky, you will find a hiking geek to take with you. So basically, just get away from your fucking computer and
well,
tech.
Do they mean like a hiking geek? Because like, you know how geek is like a fucking enthusiast for whatever, you know, it's like another name.
No,
for,
it just says if
it's just like a
reset day for your mental health.
Okay. So get someone that's always indoors and shit and
get away from your computer basically.
Yeah. Well, depends if they want that kind of shit or else they could be complaining the whole time.
My skin's burning.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Fuck that.
Shut up.
It's very hot out.
Fuck off.
It's 80 something.
It's because you're translucent, you fucking creep. So, yeah. Fuck them.
Unless you want to go early in the morning. I think that's probably the best time to go hiking.
That's the best. Yeah. That's got to go at like fucking 5 in the morning, be done by like noon at the latest.
National Kuigan Amande.
What the fuck is that? Wait, don't tell me. It's a food.
It's yeah, but it's K-O-U-I-G-N. Kuigan Amande, A-M-A-N-N. And it looks actually kind of tasty, but I've never ever even heard of this. Spell it again?
Yeah.
K-O-U-I-G-N.
One word?
Yeah.
Kuigan Amande, okay.
A-M-A.
What a weird name for fucking food.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It looks really sweet, though. I don't think I could eat it.
It's croissants and glazed donuts, basically.
Yeah, it's butter and sugar.
It's not a cronut. I was going to say it's a cronut, but it's not.
The fattiest pastry in all of Europe.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I can't eat that.
I can eat half of it.
Maybe we can split it if we can find that anywhere.
That actually looks pretty tasty, man.
Maybe Z knows where to get one.
What nation does it say?
I don't know. There's like, it says L'Affiliate Bakery, Little Finch, Itai's Bakery Cafe.
So,
La Croissanterie. Maybe it's French.
Italian.
Is it?
I don't know. It sounds.
I don't think it's. It sounds like Middle Eastern to me, but I don't know. I could be full of shit. But you know, like how Z has like French influence in her culture, like Vietnam does.
Okay.
Right? Maybe it's something like that. It's kind of a French colonialist fucking brought that, you know, that dessert to some fucking part of whatever.
Yeah, it's French. Okay. So yeah, we probably have had it, me and her. She goes to the French bakery quite often on Broadway.
But you don't remember the name of it.
No. She picks it out. She knows the shit. So if I brought this to her, she'd go, oh, yeah, that's what this is.
But, yeah. Okay. We'll ask her next time.
And National fucking Vanilla Milkshake Day, that fucking milkshake that you gave me was fucking garbage. Well, I mean, not garbage. You can't have a milkshake unless it's like fresh, right?
Oh.
Remember now?
That was McDonald's, dude.
Yeah. You have to have them like the same day. You can't put it in the refrigerator and you can't put it in the freezer.
Okay.
Because if you put it in the freezer, it's just fucking like just turns solid rock. But if you put it in the refrigerator, it just turns into shit because of whatever the separation.
Oh my God. What the fuck is this thing doing?
Yeah. So.
Okay. I was trying to look at this review because this lady, the first thing she talks about is the Kuigan Amande fucking thing. This place here has it. La Fillette Bakery on 14th Avenue, Denver.
Where?
14th Avenue. Does it sound familiar?
No.
What is your fucking address?
1051 East Costilla.
You just doxed yourself, dude. You're supposed to tell me in like the fucking chat or something.
Yeah, no one's fucking listening, dude.
Still, they wanted to. Okay, 33 minutes from you. So you go all the way.
Well, just. I can just pull over there. Pull the map. Let me see the map.
Okay.
That's Colfax, isn't it? I think that's Colfax. Yeah, that's Colfax.
Oh, my God. Can I just fucking, like...
Just zoom in, dude. Just do this plus... This isn't freaking Google, is it?
I don't know what the Yelp. Fuck it is.
It's Yelp.
Yelp sucks
So
balls.
Use the plus sign up there. In the corner. No. Down on the actual map there.
Yeah, it's Colfax.
So it is Colfax.
Colfax-ish, yeah. Well, Colfax is 13th, right, technically?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's right next to it. I wonder if it's by Twist and Shout, kind of.
That's Glendale. So, yeah, it is actually kind of more closer to Bluebird.
I'm boycotting the Ogden, by the way.
Why?
because Hassan Piker was supposed to have a speaking engagement there, and they shut it down because they were so scared of his fucking his base or whatever the fuck he stands for, which is just socialism or like democratic socialism, which is trying to help everybody out. But they shut it down, and you know Phil Anschutz, right? There's word that he was the one that called the shots to shut it down in the Ogden. It was at the Ogden.
Oh, he's like the
richest guy in Denver. Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's so many fucking like rich assholes just so scared of losing a penny to fucking change us all down, man. Fuck the Ogden. I'll never watch a show there ever again.
No skin off my back.
Yeah. So this is where it's at. So if you want to get one, if you guys are out in that area.
I'm the one that's out in that area.
Oh, okay. Looks pretty good though.
I'm looking at it now. Let's see. Menu. And see if it's actually there. Would it be considered breakfast, I wonder? Sandwiches.
I was watching his old videos because he didn't used to do like all political content. He used to just like do gaming and shit. And he's scared to death of the ocean. So he played this game because people were bugging him to play this game called Subnautica, which is a really popular game. And I knew of it. And I played a game that's, I guess, kind of sort of like it called Day of the Diver, but a lot less, you know, complicated and, you know, in depth. And I liked that game. So I was looking at some playthrough for Subnautica for this other guy. This other guy was really good. Well, Hassan played it. And I swear, I thought he was going to have a fucking heart attack because he had to jump in the ocean and shit. It's so funny. And it was just, it's a game, right? Like you just think like, I mean, there's tons of things that I'd be scared of, but if it's in a game, it's not that big of a deal, but
it was a good PC game, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry, I got annoyed at you earlier.
Dude, you're just like, you just get annoyed so easily. You really do.
I'm just going to have to make my own songs, dude.
Thank you.
That's the crux of it.
I mean...
Sorry, man.
There's only so much that I can fucking...
You used to be so on top of making the songs.
And I used to like have a good time doing this, you know? But well, fucking 15 years later, it's like...
We can stop, man. If you're not having a good time anymore, we can stop. No big deal.
Like, man, we said that every other month or every other week or whatever, but yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm just talking to you, which is what I am doing. Once in a while, fucking Dustin will pop in.
Oh, he actually remembered his name.
Yeah,
I was kind of Tom.
I was going to say something else.
Thomas. Where's my history at? Okay, let me find his fucking. It's funny the way he like freaks out about it. But his I guess his thing online is Hasanabi, Hasanabi. Where's his? Yeah, no, that's not it. Fuck is it? Oh, here it is, Subnautica. But it's part one, so it's this one. It's about 38. Let's do like about 37, 36.
Oh, God. Okay.
Seek fluid intake. And you see that?
I'm so fucked.
That's his
heart monitor. Oh, no, it's actually morning again. Oh, thank God.
It's 80 something. I think it goes up to 90 or 100 or something. So he's swimming through the ocean right now.
What goes to 80 and 90? What?
See
what?
That heart monitor in the bottom left of his thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's 70, 78 right now. Alien life forms. It took him this long just to be comfortable with this. Before he even jumped in the water, he was all freaking out.
Oh, so he doesn't swim.
I think he swims.
The way it jumps up, it freaks me out every time, too. It's like very fucking weird.
He's reacting to a video game. Okay, so it's like...
Is this the water alien?
Okay, so he goes back down. So let's go script to that part. Okay, this is about right here.
Vital signs. Stabilizing.
Okay, he's going back out. Now, people watch a lot of these playthroughs, and it's kind of cool if you want to learn about the game and kind of know shortcuts and shit, because I couldn't figure this stuff out.
Right.
I'm not that good.
Why can't I pick these up?
Okay, right here.
I don't really know.
Oh, God!
Was that an overreaction?
No, that's how
that's an alien?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But,
see, look at him. Look at his heart rate.
Huh.
And he's not kidding. There's people have accused him. He's like, no, dude, he plays horror games, and he says, yeah, I can do horror games and shit. Something about the ocean freaks him out. So he's like laughing his whole time. And he's like, he can't even like catch his shit. He's like cracking up because he's like almost died. He said that this game gave him so much anxiety that's why he stopped gaming.
Bro, you think this shit's funny, dude? No, I'll literally die. Dude, fuck this game, dude. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, no. I will die. Do you want me to die? I'm going to fucking die if I play this game, dude.
And people were like, oh, it's just a game. You die all the time. And he's like, no, dude, I'm talking about I really get anxiety playing this shit. So.
I notice I get... I'm more anxious
but have you
in my older age.
Have you ever played a game where it made you, like, your heart just, like, race really badly and shit? Because that's what happened to him.
I don't play the horror games, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't... I mean...
But that's the thing.
I guess the Batman game, the one that... Arkham Asylum, they had some jump scares in there that were actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he reacts in a certain way. Like I said, sometimes it seems like it's... enhanced, but I don't really think it is, just because I've seen him do it a few times where he's just like, sometimes he's completely fine with it in like crazy situations, but it depends on the game. But he, like I said, the ocean, for whatever reason, he's like really, he says it freaks him out, and he says, I'm not scared of heights, but just being in the ocean feels like it's a combination of height, like phobia, and just like being helpless, which I can totally get, but it's not
but it's a video game,
right? It's not to the point for me, right, that I would freak out that badly.
Yeah, video games, I know. If it was like something like virtual, that's like you feels like you're there type of thing, okay, maybe. Or, you know, but deep down I know that I'm not there, you know?
Yeah.
We watched freaking the end of Ready Player One last night, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of where we're headed, it seems like.
Are we still on?
We watched freaking...
Okay, yeah. Yeah?
And I watched...
How many times have you seen that movie?
Ready Player One?
I've seen it probably like 5 times.
I've seen it multiple times, but never from beginning to end. You know, it's always like I catch it.
Is that Z's first time?
No, she's seen it before.
Okay. What did she think of it? Did she like it?
She'll watch it.
Did she get all the pop culture references?
No.
Okay. Because that was a lot of like Chucky and all that shit.
Yeah, there's... She's... That's not
that's not her bag. Radar.
Yeah. I'm the pop culture guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what else did I see? I saw Masters of the Universe.
Wait. where is it? Fuck.
See?
Hold on.
Let's dazzle them with a movie review. Let's dazzle them with our movie review, guys. Dazzle, 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 dazzle.
Yeah, I saw Masters of the Universe because I didn't see freaking Mortal Kombat in the theater, and I wanted to see it in the big theater, so I saw it on Tuesday. And I had completely forgot about it. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I wanted to see Masters of the Universe. And Z's like, oh, you can go. I don't care. And then looked at the time was at 9:50. Like, I don't know, man.
So she didn't go with you?
No, she didn't go. It's like, it's 9:50 at the theater by my house. And then she started looking for it. Like, are you trying to get rid of me? It's like, no, go to the one, to the Highlands Ranch one. So that one started at 9:20. It was, what, 30 minutes later, earlier?
What day is this?
Tuesday.
Okay.
So I got out of the theater, or the movie was over at like 12:10. Got home around 12:20. But overall, I don't want to say it was a bad movie. It was very good for what it was, but it was kind of cheesy. But it was not like the first one at all by any means. And I know who the audience is, and I know the fucking source material.
Was it too kiddish for you?
Kinda. They were trying to make it like it would seem like more geared towards the teenagers and stuff.
Probably trying to like
Yeah, they're trying to get
encapsulate the biggest the whole audience.
Entire, yeah. And
something you can take your kids to, kind
right.
of movie. Yeah.
And they were trying to like strike gold with the, you know, the same thing with Barbie, you know?
Yeah.
But it, just for guys and stuff. I mean, it was okay. I liked Skeletor. Skeletor was fucking badass. I liked Beastman and even Lockjaw. Man at Arms, it was okay. The good guys I had more of a problem with, I think, than the bad guys.
Yeah.
So
did they have that dude with a really long neck?
Mechaneck, yes. He was in it. Mechaneck was in it. Ram Man was in it. Moss Man was in it. Man at Arms, fucking, who else was another one? Fisto.
See, they have names,
and
like,
they would say shit like adult things, like over the head, like "I'm gonna fist this thing so hard," you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like sounds latently homosexual. Lockjaw, well, Fisto, fucking
He-Man,
Man at Arms, He-Man. What's the other one you said? There's one that sounded kind of gay too. The other.
shit.
Yeah, which is fine, but yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're. It was okay. I give it a fucking 7 okay. or 6. 6.5.
We also saw Project Hail Mary.
That was better.
Yeah, I gave that a 9.5 out of 10, if not 10.
Wow.
I really liked it. I don't think there's enough movies that kind of, you know, straddle the line between like feel good and too corny kind of, but like, you know what I mean?
To me, a lot of my score will put into the time. I think there could have been at least 15, 20 minutes shaved somewhere in
See,
there.
See, I think it moved pretty well, though.
It did, but I just don't like fucking movies longer than goddamn 2.5 hours, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I think there's an argument to be made, because if like, I just look at it in the sense of, if I was the director, what would I take out? And I don't know what I would take out, honestly. There are movies that I know for a fact, and I can't remember the movie that we watched, but I was like, I know which part I would take out for that movie.
It was probably that one with Mickey 17. There was another long-ass movie.
Yeah, Yeah. That was the one. That was the one, because there was parts in there with their relationship where I'm just like, you know, you can kind of just hint at some of that shit. You don't have to make it all that. You can take at least 10, 15 minutes out of that. I can't stand when directors do that. But if I can't see a part that I would take out, like just off the top of my head, if I was forced to, yeah, I could probably take something out. But if I can't see that, like, you know, just recognize it right away, then it's probably fine. And I'm not that judgmental about the time part of it.
Yeah.
If it's like 3.5 fucking hours or some crazy shit, then yeah, that's, you're getting crazy.
That's,
Dance with the Wolves.
Was one of the first long ass movies.
Wasn't that like 4 hours, the original cut?
I couldn't answer that one. I don't know. But don't say that I don't contribute to this goddamn show, because I brought some snacks.
Oh, wow. It's the first time you did anything
See?
For a long time.
And you get the first inaugural.
Okay, so Tony brought over mixed bugs.
They're from Japan.
Does it say what kind of bugs are in here?
It looks like, from the pictures,
grasshopper, looks like maybe a millipede.
Probably a mealworm.
Cricket, for sure. They always use crickets. Mealworm, and I can't tell what the bottom right thing is. That looks kind of creepy.
Yeah. And right. it's all in Japanese, so you really can't read it. All
right.
So
I know, like, the fucking Americanized versions of these things aren't that bad, because I've had them before, but now that you said it's Japanese, now I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. So here we go.
Ugh, if I throw up.
If you throw up, then you got your fucking content for your show.
I can't open this thing, man. Look, I tore it off. I can't open it. I tore it at the fucking thing that it says to tear it off at.
Fucking bullshit. You don't have any scissors up here?
Yeah, give me a second.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. Well, now that you have it, maybe you should take the first bite.
Dick. well, shit.
Don't look at it. Just grab one.
Look, it's in this.
Oh.
That one. What's the point of having a fucking...
God damn. You really packed the shit out of this thing. This is like ASMR.
For bugs. Mixed bugs.
All right, I gotta get something.
Let's see. Let me read this. Ready to eat mixed insects and seasoned with salt. A selection of popular edible insects from Thailand. Carefully manufactured in our modern factory by our small team of devoted workers. Our family business is proud to join Teiko on its mission to raise awareness on potential edible insects.
Maybe this is just me, but if they like if it's in the States, I'm assuming it's probably just farmed somewhere and they get all the stuff and they gather it up and they dry them out, whatever. If it's like overseas, I get scared that it's just like bugs they found lying around the factory and shit, and they just...
Well, I don't know about that, man, because...
Is that me just being prejudiced against my own race?
Probably. I mean, that's just the shit, the fear marketing you see on YouTube for the Indian type of thing, you know? I'm sure...
Oh, it smells like... You know that beef jerky with the Chinese beef jerky?
Teriyaki?
Yeah, that fucking... The Red Bull on the front? I'm sure you've seen it before at our house. My mom used to buy it all the time.
Okay, enough talking. It smells more like munching. Because we're at 45 minutes.
This one feels weird, dude. Here, you grab one. This one's got wings on it. Fuck.
Ooh, shit.
This feels creepier than I... This doesn't feel like the other ones, man. This is like got some fucking body in it. I don't want to eat this.
Okay, dude. Do it, man.
No.
Come on, motherfucker.
This feels gross.
Well, how many do you have?
I only have one.
I have four.
But he feels thick as fuck, dude.
Just do it, dude.
No.
Just let me see which one you have.
You
do it first.
You bought it over.
Let me see which one you have.
This looks like Mothra, dude. Look at that.
Yeah, I have one of those, too. See, look.
Yeah, put it in your mouth.
Okay. Do it. One, two, three.
Oh.
Just make sure. Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay.
Aftertaste isn't that great.
Ugh. I just ate a cricket.
It tastes like biting off a piece of like old wood.
Don't look at it, man. Just eat it.
Ugh, I didn't. It doesn't taste good, man.
No.
It's too thick. You know, like the ones you see at the fucking the gift shops and shit.
Yeah.
They're just like airy looking things. You know, like you said, like a rice cake kind of shit. This has got some fucking depth to it.
Yeah.
Ugh, that was gross.
Yeah.
Eat another one, dude. Let's see.
I'm gonna give these to the fucking squirrels.
Just. Grab a different one and see. Maybe it's the type.
Ugh.
Why did you bring this over? Okay, here, take that one.
No, man. I'll take it, man.
Ugh, this one looks worse.
Yeah, these are like the same. They're like all majority.
Dude, these are hardcore. Like, this is the kind of shit you'd give to someone and, like, they would really fucking barf.
They're good in protein.
A lot of things are good in protein that I would put in my mouth. Like,
yeah. Do you want more?
Ugh, no.
Okay.
Ugh.
I'm giving these to the squirrels.
That's gross. Ugh.
I mean, it's not gross.
It's pretty gross.
It just tastes like it's burnt. Burnt, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
I think it's... Okay, yeah, if you knew it was something that was like normally, that you'd normally eat and it was burnt, fine. But knowing that it's a bug and it tastes like that, it doubles the grossness of it.
Yeah, I'm going to...
All right, let's take a quick break song and we'll be back.
The end of the road.
It was quiet. Ding, 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 ding. There's a riff on the right, either the right side or the left side.
Oh, I thought that was
side.
On purpose.
No.
Okay. That's
fine. I mean,
it's going to be fixed when I have to figure that out. Maybe this is machine. I don't really know what the fuck happened. Did you notice the volume was kind of wavering a little bit?
Yes.
What the fuck, man?
I was just fantasizing about these bugs.
I was wondering, I got this machine. It's a digital interface because I couldn't stand the crackling and all that bullshit because it sounds pretty bad through this old laptop. And I think this overall sounds better, but at the same time, that didn't sound very good. But then again, I don't have the direct cable. So I have it through a couple of different adapters. So that might be, I'll fix it by the next show, but yeah, whatever.
So apparently Kirk Hammett wore a Taylor Swift shirt. Have you heard that?
No.
Like Kirk Hammett's in the news. He's feeling the wrath of the Swifties, but he wore a shirt that says Taylor Swift is a psyop or something like that.
Yeah.
And all the Swifties are going after him. Good for him. Anyway, Gwar's back in the news too, because they killed Trump again, and all the MAGAs are fucking like, oh my God, can you believe that? They want violence against Trump.
Oh, shut up.
And it's, yeah.
Fucking talk about pro-clutching, man. You know what I mean? They're always talking about this and being that. It's it's all fucking parody, man. That they've done that to every single president and every other fucking
person. I saw when they did fucking Reagan, man. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah. So who cares? Fucking, it's fake.
I know. God forbid.
So there's
no, they really got a clone of.
There's a big-headed squirrel. It's got two skulls. That's why it's.
Oh.
They said, rescued squirrel bullied for its giant head. Here's my thing. Bullied by whom? Other squirrels?
Well, squirrels are kind of assholes if you watched them. You don't have too many squirrels out here, but.
Oh, they pick on each other and shit?
Yeah, they pick on each other, there's man.
Poor guy. He looks kind of cute. Look at him. He just looks so like a.
He looks like he's just got a bicycle helmet on.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a bicycle helmet, or he's just got
How do they catch him, I wonder?
A pompadour, you know?
How do they catch him? Because those fuckers just take off.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe just...
Yeah, they're going to like this shit. These fucking bugs. Yeah, there's no way Z would eat this.
Yeah, that was gross. I mean,
it wasn't super... I've had worse, dude. That fucking Vegemite was fucking 10 times worse than that.
Okay. Maybe we should bring back what's in my Jell-O.
No. That was fucking disgusting, but that was nothing. If no one told me what that was, and it was in a mix, a Chex Mix or something.
Now you're talking about insulting people. People eat Vegemite all the time. It wasn't even Vegemite. I couldn't get Vegemite. It was Marmite.
Okay, well, it tasted like dog shit, literally. Well, not literally. I can't say that. But
I think it was just really salty, right?
Yeah, and I don't like salt to begin with, but it was really fucking bad. It was just yeast, basically. Ugh. Ugh. God, it was fucking disgusting. That, compared to this, I'd eat the whole bag of this.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was terrible. It just, I think the idea of it, and because they were so thick, if you could imagine when you push on it, on one of those things you buy at the gift shops, it would crackle, right? Or it would crumble. This shit is solid. So I wasn't ready for that part of it.
It was probably just it looks like they just roasted it with guts and all. So we just ate it roasted guts and eyeballs and whatever.
Yeah.
That to me is the worst part. Is
I
the
guess
eyeball
there's
part.
Worse things you could eat if you were, in the wilderness and you had to eat shit. You know,
if you were starving, you would eat that.
Oh, for sure. I'd eat that before I eat trap a rabbit and kill it. I mean, I'd feel bad, but if you have to survive, you have to survive, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, but I wouldn't go out of my way if that was in a Chex Mix box and I didn't have no idea. I'd just a handful of the shit and just if it was in a dark theater or something, and
I'd stop and go, ugh, what the fuck was that?
I would probably feel the texture.
Yeah,
but if you have, like I said, a Chex Mix, because that has a lot of fucking shit in it, this would be very. Like the actual cricket. Those were fucking huge. You can tell.
Yeah. All right, let's see who's shittier.
Who's shittier? This band or that band? Who's shittier? Who's shittier? This band or that band?
We'll save this article for next time. It's about fish hiding in manta ray buttholes. But since we don't have butthole news, oh fuck, I accidentally closed it. Which one did I have open?
Are we going to see Supergirl in the theater? I want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Why did you say that they're giving her shit again just for the fuck of it?
Because she's got a unique look. And I don't even think she's that, you know, I don't think she's
who
ugly.
Who gives a shit, man?
Yeah, exactly.
God, she's not like she's ugly.
Yeah, she's not. They said she looks like that dude Will Porte, or not Will Porte, the dude that played fucking Warlock.
Yeah, he's actually a good-looking dude, and, you know, he cleaned his look up, you know what I mean?
Whatever.
I can understand. The Snyder bots. Everybody's got to look like a fucking model to them, and the same model, too, you know what I mean? Or else the fucking, you know, certain people get all fucking twisted up. It's like, she doesn't look good.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to pull her.
And it's like the fucking, yeah, the ugliest dudes on the internet.
Right.
Like, come on, man, fuck off. All right, let's just play something else. Because I lost that fucking page. And I'll find out what it is. This is Chow Nasty by Lost Puppy Forever. These are guys are from San Francisco, California.
Thank you so much.
There he is. He was just hiding behind the drums. But that's Boom Puppy, everybody. Give it up for my best friend.
I could totally see you guys, or see you seeing these guys.
Yeah, I was just gonna say
you would watch these.
I would totally,
just because they dressed up as like a fucking like
cat
a dog.
And dog.
Yeah,
I would totally see, go to the merch. Now that's what sold me. It's like but then the fucking that's it.
Yeah, just the sticker set.
Ooh, Lost Puppy Forever. So that's the name of the band, Lost Puppy, or Lost Puppy Forever.
That's pretty bad, but because they're dressed up, you'll give them a pass.
Yes. Right?
This is Gimme Some Money by the Foxtrots. Can't even hear them.
Yeah,
it's probably a good thing. All right.
Do they have merch? No, they didn't.
No, those guys are the worst so far. This is Mars by Andy, just Andy, from Richmond, Virginia. Very lo-fi. Great, but it's not the worst thing I've heard.
Is it just him by himself?
I think so.
It looks like it is, right? Yeah. So that's why he's just Andy.
Yeah, just Andy. This last one is Last Ditch Lullaby by the Channel Surfers. Okay, this guy won it for me.
Yeah, he was pretty boring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He sounds like he's bored singing his own song, so I can't be fucking be bothered if he can't. All
right. Wasn't there one more?
No. Nope,
or you lost just, it, right?
No, that was it. I did four.
Oh.
Sometimes I do five, but I've been trying to like compact things.
To tighten the ship?
Yep. Tighten the shit up. All right. Factor crap.
Yeah.
Did you forget the name of the dessert you're going to ask Z about later?
Yeah, of course.
It's Dimmu Borgir or fucking...
See? Dimmu Borgir, isn't that it?
Amon Amarth. I don't know what the fuck...
Yeah. Have you seen all... No, you haven't. But we're watching the soccer or football.
Yeah.
And everybody in Norway, they're doing the rowing, you know, like they do in the concerts.
Yeah.
They're doing it in the stands. And they even showed, like, people in their parliament, like, they're rowing.
What's the point?
It's their Vikings, dude.
Oh.
Anyway.
Like how, like, the Cleveland Indians would do the tomahawk shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
I kind of want to go to, a Norway band now, just to see if they do that shit. Question number one. If you have a pacemaker, you can request in your will to have it donated to a dog after you die. I don't need no goddamn balls. If you have a pacemaker, you can request it in your will to donate it to your dog if you die, after you die.
A dog or your dog?
A dog. I say crap.
That sounds strange enough to be fact. I'll say fact.
People cannot donate pacemakers to other human beings, but take heart, they can donate them to dogs with cardiac issues. Like when my dad passed away and they burnt him up,
yeah,
or cremated him.
Yeah.
You knew he had a steel rods in his back. I told you that, right?
I think so. Yeah, it's scoliosis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had these steel rods in his back that, you know, clearly didn't like burn away. So I said, hey, man, can I have his rods? And like, no. It's a biohazard.
Oh.
I just thought it was
because
weird.
Because it's got like whatever like biological material.
Yeah, but you would
tied
think,
into it.
You would think that it's burnt and, you know, not sterilized, but... Or,
yeah, I wonder what... You know what the fucking weird thing is? They probably like repurpose that shit or resell it or some shit, because there was this one thing where this guy's mom passed away and she like, I think she just was supposed to be cremated, but they found out this one company like only cremated her hand or her arm or something like that, and they took the rest of her and like sold the body to like be done in experiments, and like part of her body was blown up in some government shit. Fuck it. And they busted these guys because they've been doing this for a while. But yeah, it was a crazy fucking story. Like, what the fuck? You never know, man, what the fuck people do with their bodies.
Yep, I agree. Question number fucking two. In 2023, Disney/Pixar announced they would create a new animated feature film, a sequel to 2009's Up, called Down.
That See, would, dude, anytime you have something small, someone's going to try to stick it in their hole.
I would probably want to do the, you know.
Would you go into someone's hole, or would you have someone go into your hole?
I'd totally go into someone's hole. Fucking weirdo. Jeez. All right.
I didn't think it was that cut and dry.
That's true. That is kind
of... Oh, we're not even done yet.
In 2023, Disney, Pixar, announced they would create a new animated feature film, a sequel to 2009's Up, called are titled down.
I say fact. They're always trying to fucking capitalize on shit.
Yeah, that's true. I say fact too.
Yeah.
It's crap.
Oh.
Sorry to disappoint fans of Doug the Dog, but that's poop.
Why didn't they make a sequel to Up? That was one of the most popular ones they had, like, recently.
Yeah, that was a good one. And fucking...
It was sad as fuck, but...
Toy Story 5 is fucking out.
God damn.
And they started in 1995. Jeez. Can you believe that? Researchers found that the crumbs of a 14,000-year-old flatbread or pita bread in Jordan, making it the oldest bread ever discovered. I want to know what I can drink out of my asshole. Researchers found the crumbs of a 14,000-year-old flatbread or pita bread in Jordan, making it the oldest bread ever discovered. I say yes. Fact.
I say fact.
Because I think I actually remember that. Fact. Food for thought.
Did you know Tom Hanks doesn't even do the voice for fucking Woody in the merch? He does it for the movies, apparently. His brother does all the merch voices for Woody.
Huh.
He sounds just like him, too. But, yeah.
Okay. Question number 4. NASA and telecommunications company Nokia are installing a 4G internet network on the moon.
That does not sound very threatening. I'm bending over.
NASA and telecommunications company Nokia are installing a 4G internet network on the moon. I say fact.
I say fact.
Fact. At least there will be no cat videos posted from there yet. All right. Here's the final question. Annalise, here's your question. It's question number 4 or 5.
I like how we don't play anybody else's thing if they're not here, but then Annalise hasn't been here for probably 8 years.
It hasn't been that long, has it?
Close to. Maybe 7 years. I don't remember.
Probably 7. To control the number of recent bear attacks in Japan's population, citizens are supplying cakes to a local bear feeding center to entice them away from residential areas.
Dude, you know, turkey penises.
What? That wasn't a good
That's
one.
It?
Yeah. I think you just left it at that. Let's try a better one. Hold on a second.
Man. No one gives a shit about you. No one gives a shit about me.
Okay. Well, all right. To control the number of recent bear attacks on Japan's population, citizens are supplying cakes to a local bear feeding center to entice them away from residential areas.
I say that's fact.
That sounds pretty fact. Yeah. It is crap.
Oh, shit.
No, but some locals have suggested that bears wear bells and hikers and campers should carry bear spray. Very good idea.
Was it? They said cake?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. I wonder if bears like cake.
Bears will fucking eat anything.
I know.
Zara's freaking coworker lives in Conifer in the middle of nowhere, and a bear got stuck in her car. And tore it to fucking shreds.
Oh, my God.
it was destroyed.
What was in her car that they wanted
to get? They were just looking for food. And she left the door unlocked. And they figured a way in, but the door closed. And they couldn't get out. So she showed me pictures of it, and the car was just fucking demolished.
Was it still alive?
The bear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it got out, finally.
That's good.
But the inside was just gone. She couldn't even start it. So she had to go buy a new car.
Is that covered under insurance?
They only got it was an older car, like a 2008.
Oh, so it was kind of like just totaled.
It was totaled, and she didn't get much back.
Yeah. We're actually early. We have a few minutes to let's go back to, let's do this real quick. What is it? Where did I have it? Segments. I have a game, so we can play that. Let's see, where's my thing at?
Yeah, it's one in 11 minutes, or an hour and 11 minutes.
Where the fuck is my fucking soundbite, man? Oh, that's under segments. No wonder I couldn't find it.
I got
it.
One of those fucking
Pokemon in Urban Dictionary. See, that's what happens when I sing, dude. That's the problem.
And like mine is so much better.
I know, but yours is like ironic.
I got all these fucking like bug parts stuck in my teeth now.
Ugh, yeah. I need to brush my teeth after this bullshit.
Yeah, me
too. Okay, so this is Pokemon or Urban Dictionary. It's like the could be either or, and Tony has to decide what it is. First one, peck a runt.
Peck a runt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second one, slug a butter.
Okay.
Brout, B-R-O-W-T.
Okay.
This one is Kama Sekikaku.
Okay.
Next one is Wug Trio.
One more time?
Wug Trio, W-U-G T-R-I-O.
Okay.
This one is Dippleganger.
Okay.
Next one is Sneezier or Sneezler.
Okay.
Okay, next one is Chug Nug.
Okay.
Next one is Cub Foo.
Okay.
And last one is Chubberducker.
Huh.
Okay, what do you have for Pekarunt?
Urban.
Nope, that's Pokemon.
Damn it.
Next one is Schlugabutta.
Pokemon.
Nope, that's Urban Dictionary.
Damn it.
When a man's asshole gets moist, sweaty, or extremely wet. Man, I have some wicked Schlugabutta right now.
Schlugabutta.
Yeah.
Okay, never heard that one.
Brout.
Urban Dictionary.
Pokemon.
Damn it.
Kamasikikaku.
Pokemon.
That's Urban Dictionary.
Damn it.
It's to piss in a cow's mouth. I'll be right back. I just have to Kamasikaku. Wug Trio.
Pokemon.
Yes.
Finally.
Dippleganger.
Pokemon.
Urban Dictionary.
Damn it.
Someone that masturbates in front of a mirror so they don't feel alone in the act. Man, he's so ugly, he can only get his Dippleganger.
Okay, that was okay.
Sneezler.
Urban Dictionary.
Pokemon.
Damn it.
Chugnug.
Urban Dictionary.
Yes. It's a small piece of feces exerted from the anus in small doses. I totally did a Chugnug last night.
Okay, I like that one. Next one.
Cub Foo.
Urban Dictionary.
Pokemon.
Damn it.
Last one is Chubberducker.
Pokemon.
Urban Dictionary.
Damn it.
The act of taking a rubber ducky and shoving it in the fat man's ass until it squeaks. I couldn't sleep last night because of the sounds from my neighbor's chubberduckery.
Chubberducker. I only got two out of all those.
You failed that one badly. Yeah, I think we're good, man. I think we've finished everything we needed to do. And how much time do we have left? 1:15. That's good enough.
Yeah, so and you can fit in your song, too.
Yeah, with a song, and then we'll have a couple minutes to spare. Okay, we'll try to keep it.
I can say go watch to Master of the Universe. I don't think anybody...
And if you haven't seen Project Hail Mary, we didn't really even really talk about that. It was a really good movie. Kind of long as to what Tony says. To me, it moved well. It was... I think you can take your family to it.
Yeah, but I don't think...
There's a couple of...
I don't think kids would get into it. I think it's more of an adult thing.
Actually, I saw a reaction where, like, I mean, what are you talking about, kids? Like, what age?
When I'm thinking of kids, I'm thinking about, like, kids.
Oh.
Like, well, teenagers, okay, fine. But those teenagers that have to be, like, actually into actual science fiction, you know?
Yeah, but kids, they don't like anything except for, like,
just
dumb shit that's super colorful and crazy, you know? So, I mean, when I say kids, take your kids, I mean, kids that will actually... behave you know, long enough in a theater to consume it, you know.
Right.
So the ones that I saw were like about 12 or 13, and they liked it. So if they're around that age, they'll probably like it.
Because it's definitely not something for like someone with quick
ADHD or something.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, but also there's some dark themes in a little bit of it, but I think if your kids are old enough to kind of know life, death, and all that shit, then it's probably fine. But it's overall got a good message.
It seems like a movie my parents would take me to.
Yeah. I think Ryan Gosling should probably get an Oscar for that because you think about it. He had to act like with himself for most of that movie, you know, for like 80% of that movie probably.
Yeah. 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 He was by himself a lot.
Yeah. And he was like, it was totally, it was like a moving movie, man. I got teary eyed and shit a couple parts.
Yeah, I felt bad for the alien is not the alien that they normally do. So it's not a spoiler.
It is a spoiler.
It is not a spoiler.
It kind of is.
But not really.
Okay. It's a mini spoiler.
It's not your normal alien. How about that?
Okay.
I mean, it's not the one that you would see like on freaking Star Trek.
That's even more of a spoiler.
Not really.
Okay, just stop now. All right. It's a good movie. You should watch it. It's the same from the same guy that wrote The Martian. And
it was that dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
They talked about it, and they there's a lot of it that, you know, it checks out. You know, he does his shit. He does his research to, like, you know, make shit, like, plausible. It's not, like, it's likely to happen, but it possibly could happen in certain circumstances. So, anyway, this is a new song from the band Psilosis, The New Flesh.
Psilosis.
Oh, we might go see Mastodon, because Alcé is how it's spelled, or how it's pronounced.
Oh, really?
Is it?
I always pronounce Alcest.
Yeah.
But that's just how it's like phonetically, I guess.
I kind of think of C-E-S-T in French as say, but I don't know. Like c'est la vie, Alcé.
I guess.
I'm just guessing. Yeah. I don't know.
I should ask Z. Since
yeah, ask Z. We'll figure out the dessert and how to pronounce Alcé or Alcest. But yeah, they're opening. We missed them last time because the one thing that they missed was Denver.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
They went right back to the next show, which, like, because of the hail or some shit, right?
I think it was car trouble of some sort.
Oh, really?
Or some kind of
but it was bad weather that
yeah, day too. It was maybe traveling or yeah. So
all right. This is Psilosis. Later.